Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Mary Wex Credit Union's very own Gene Fichtenholz and Casisto's Zor Gorlov. They're both here talking about how Mary Wex has partnered up with Casisto to use their AI-powered digital assistant, which they have called Scout, and they have observed a 30% more profitability amongst engaged users. Really good stuff here from both Gene and Zor, so check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry. Let's start with Mr. Gene Fichtenholz right below us from Mary Wex Credit Union. Gene, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. And then right next to me, we have Zor Gorlov from Casisto. Zor, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Great to have you guys here today, because we're talking about how Mary Wex has enhanced their member experience with Casisto's AI-powered digital assistant, and you guys have experienced a 30% more profitability among engaged users. So we're anxious to talk about that. But first, Zor, can you kind of lay the foundation with us here? Give us a quick overview on Casisto and how do you guys help credit unions out there?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on this podcast and tell you about how we work with Mary Wex and why it is important for the industry and all the credit unions. Casisto has been around for 10 years. The company is spin-off from SRI, creators of Siri. And we build some of the world's most sophisticated conversational AI systems. We have 53 customers in 16 different countries, banks of all sizes and multiple languages use our conversational assistants. And we're based in New York, and we're especially pleased with our relationship with Mary Wex. We've done incredibly interesting work, and Gene's leadership was amazing, and we achieved the results that we were hoping for and more.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for the elevator speech, Zor. And so, Gene, I'm going to come to you kind of, again, laying kind of the foundation here. So what was going on at Mary Wex that prompted you guys to look at a technology like Casisto's? What was going on there? And then why did you guys choose Casisto of all the folks out there?
Sure. And again, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
It started with search for digital banking by itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
We realized that enhancing the user experience is incredibly important. It's a very banal thing to say, but what we understand that having robust authenticated chat that members can engage in and do self-serve, it's incredibly important. We're here in Silicon Valley, so basically we're right in the center of Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. in San Jose, California. A lot of people are very technical savvy, and they feel comfortable chatting, they feel comfortable using technology, so therefore it's really important. The search for conversational intelligence started like several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at close to 7 different companies, and we had very in-depth discussions with different companies, how they approach the conversational intelligence, how can they enhance it, and Casisto fit the bill the most. So we find out that all the features that they offer, and the excellent team as well, I think that was very, very important for us.
Yeah.
Because we're viewing every type of engagement as actually a long-term partner.
So when you're talking conversational AI, why is it so important for your credit union to embark in this area? Obviously, your membership is pretty technologically savvy. So is that kind of part of the reason why? Or why conversational AI?
It's a couple of things. It's not only technically savvy. What's going on is that the members call. So let's say how they interact with you. You as a member, you need to either come to the branch or you need to call. Or you need to send some sort of secure message, right? So what happens is that if you enhance different type of interaction, and we really do know that people prefer nowadays to chat versus calling, it's obvious, right? So look at, like, we're doing right now, look at us, right? We're obviously working through a computer. We have a Zoom call. So we're not calling anymore. People are using the voice of IP for ages and ages. It started in the 90s pretty much, right? So it's very obvious that this technology is needed. And second part was, if you free up your people that help more difficult cases, something that's very important for members, you can actually spend more time working with members instead of hurrying up. You need to close the call, you need to go to the next one, everything like that. There's something else that's possible with chat that a lot of people may not realize, is that one agent, skilled agent, can talk to up to three people. It's difficult.
Oh.
Okay. But you can. Okay.
Okay.
So what happens is that if they actually chat, they cannot talk on the phone, but they actually chat, right? So what happens is that if you free up their time and make it more valuable, right, and answer a lot of questions through conversational intelligence, it will A, relax them more, and B, provide much more value for actual members who actually do need to call and do need to chat.
Precisely. Yeah. Love that. That's kind of what I was looking for. And I thought you were going to go down that road, and you did. So yeah. So thank you for that. And congrats on the success already. And Zord, talk to me about how you guys work together for the implementation process. Cause a lot of credit unions want this type of stuff yesterday. So they want it pretty quickly. And so share with me just real quickly about the implementation and how that process went.
Yep, I'll talk about it. I think I just wanted to build on what Jin was saying.
Yeah.
I think it is, the starting point is important. Jin said we started with digital banking platform. And I think the integrations of chatbots with digital banking platforms are super important. 75% or more inquiries in credit union contact centers come with questions about users' own finances. And that's where general purpose chatbots don't work. Every credit union needs to know that. People want to know about their own balances, their own transactions, their own disputes, their own charges. And I think that's what we focused on at Consisto. We always felt from day one that we need to build interaction experiences that are deeply integrated into banking systems. So users can have conversations about their own finances and not just having simple FAQ systems, general purpose chatbots that simply don't do the work.
Right.
You know, would you want to talk to a chatbot on your banking website that it cannot answer questions about your finances? Probably not. Not many people go to the banking websites to chat to chatbots. That's not what they're there for. Because if it's not integrated, that makes a key difference. What we did on our journey, we started working with large financial institutions. We accumulated massive data set. We know how people want to talk about their finances. And over the years, that allowed us to build a system that is a no-code deployment system. We can deploy very sophisticated digital assistants for credit unions of all sizes, where credit unions, contact center personnel, business analysts can go and configure experience as opposed to writing code or trying to figure out how to tune the natural language systems. And to circle back to what I said before, they're pre-integrated with digital banking platforms so they can actually help users answer their questions and solve their problems.
Cool. And how long does the implementation process take?
Jin, I will defer to you.
Jin, you want to go there?
Okay. I think it's better coming from you.
Right. You'll be actually very surprised. So basically, there are two aspects of it. One is digital installation, everything like that. And another one, you need to actually work with filling up the answers. So the secret sauce that Consisto has, and that's an important secret sauce, they do know what people are asking, and they do know how people are asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
Very common question that I use, very common example. People do not ask, how do I put a travel note on my debit card? They don't, like, humans don't speak like that, okay? Financial institutions speak like that, but not humans, right? Humans are going to ask, I'm going to travel. How do I make sure my debit card works?
Yeah.
And this type of nuances, this type of questions, customers do know. So your goal as an institution to just fill up the answers to the questions that's already pre-published. So it took us approximately a month and a half to build all the answers.
That's cool.
And it's actually very small staff that we did it. So it's basically, it was myself, our project manager, We have one more person for marketing, depending on the questions, and one more person was from op support, and on and off. So basically, we did some testing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Very satisfied with the results, but the process was very straightforward. So here's a list of questions, find the answer.
Yeah.
And plus, Custista has a lot of pre-built answers as well. If you like it, leave it. If you don't like it, change it. That's the whole point. And something that Zor also touched base, what we like the most is when conversational intelligence connects to something, it connects to digital banking. It doesn't connect to the core transaction process system.
Oh.
Which is a very important point.
Yeah.
Which means that we need to worry about less vector of attack on the core transaction process.
Okay.
So basically, digital banking connects, right, to core transaction
process. Right, right.
So Custista connects direct to digital banking, so we kind of control this pipeline.
Gotcha.
And that's incredibly important, right? So to us was one more peace of mind and to worry about yet another connection
no
to
doubt.
The core, which is very significant.
And this is so important, Michael, if I may. I think that your digital assistant of your credit union, it is important that they are financial literate. I'm going to give you an example.
Sure.
A couple of years back, one of the top banks in the country and probably in the world launched a digital assistant. And the person who was responsible for that effort, and that effort was in tens of millions of dollars and several years in development, said that was not an easy journey. Who knew that people would ask about their balances in 2,000 ways? Well, at Custista, we knew. A balance request, we understand 12,000 different ways of how people ask for balances about their checking account and savings accounts and in different languages. I mean, we constantly tune and improve it. Mm-hmm. That's what it means to roll out the assistance like that. I think as a credit union, you need to know that financial literate digital assistant that is battle proven and tested and can understand your users on day one is really, really important. We did some experiments. Some people want to throw out digital assistant and a chatbot, and they say, well, I'm going to try a few things and see how user requests are handled. Well, we did a study and we said that if you start with 50 intents or goals, user goals, you know, deployed, yeah, your digital assistant will understand only one or two questions in a typical query. You start with 300. And it's 4 out of 5. That means 1 out of 5 questions not answered. And the thing is that the first impression really matters. If you're a credit union, you want to deploy financially literate digital assistant on day one so that it understands your users. If they don't, then your users won't come back. And that's
about that, right?
That's what we focused on.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and since it's AI, I mean, is this technology going to get better over time? Is it going to learn that type of stuff? So it's not, I mean, it's great right now, but it's going to be even better, you know, 6 months, a year from now. Is that the aim as well?
That's the aim. And that's okay. How the systems work for the most part.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that there's a lot of hype about AI, everything is deep learning or self-training.
Yeah.
This assistants require care and feeding. And that's where, again, specialization comes in. We that's what we are focused on at Custista. We want to make sure that our assistants across the board continue to improve, continue to understand more things. And more importantly, hopefully future podcast with you and other work with Mary West, we're deeply thinking about how generative AI can impact everything that we've done, and hopefully we'll be sharing some news soon.
Okay, good. Well, let's set a date for that as well. So, all right, Gene, I want to get to some benefits. Let's get to some of these numbers here. We mentioned at the very top that engaged users were 30% more profitable. Can you expand on that?
Yes, I can, definitely. Correlation is not always causality, right? So definitely there's a correlation. There's no question about it. So those people who use digital assistants, they are more profitable, but why? Is because they're more engaged. And to us, we learned there's a couple of surprises we learned. Those people who are more engaged actually do ask questions, right? We launched digital assistant at probably the most difficult time. We launched it during the migration to digital banking. So basically when new digital banking came up, all of a sudden came up with digital assistant.
Okay.
And we find out that we saved probably about 250 hours or so because a lot of questions we answered by digital assistant itself. I also would like to echo what Zor said. We find out people do ask, how much money did I spend last week? Or how much did I spend last month on utilities?
Yeah.
And Casista can provide, they can actually provide the specific answer for this. That's very helpful. And we'll find out there's two kind of interesting surprises for us. One, that baby boomers were highly involved, that probably 37% of all people that were asking questions were baby boomers.
Really?
I know, yes, that was very surprising for us. We expected less. So it's definitely, we see millennials and Generation X. And that's definitely was the major one, right? But baby boomers, 37%, that's actually Florida's. And that's very impressive. So it means that, as I said, right, people are ready for this technology. They would like to ask.
Oh, completely.
It also means that they're looking for engagement. But here it is, here's engagement for you. We provided this engagement through conversation intelligence, obviously, right? So the reason why they are more profitable, because they are more engaged. Mm-hmm. So that's our conclusion. Also, we looked at the tenure. Those people who usually engage, they most likely more entrenched with us, with the credit union. They spent more time with us. They're more interested in our services. Therefore, they're asking more questions.
Right, right. Are you finding that the reason they're more engaged is because the technology is so easy to use? It's so easy to converse with? Is that the why behind it?
Combination of both. So basically, very inviting. So our marketing spent a lot of time to create the persona. The conversational intelligence itself is presented as a little icon that we can call Merrill Scout, which is very cute creature. Basically, it's it. Okay. And the creature is not only cute, we created marketing did an enormous job to create tons of very cute videos where Scout is involved in different aspects of life of Nero's Credit Union.
Right on.
We can actually share with you. These are very fun. So therefore, when this creature comes up, it actually says, hi, how can I help you? It's obviously engaging.
Right.
So that's one part of it. Second of it, more you engage, the more questions you may have because you have more services you interest with it, obviously.
Right.
So if you have more things to talk about. We, of course, the new members also ask. So we can see that a lot of members that join Credit Union, a lot of them do click on the chat because they're basically curious, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? What can be provided?
Yeah.
And to customers' benefit, it's immediately going to show you a profile and it's immediately going to show you how much money do you have with us, for example, what transaction did you do? It's very inviting from a get-go.
So having said,
Michael,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wanted to add a couple of points on related to the topic. First of all, Gene, when you said that we launched a very difficult time, I thought you were going to mention SVB failure because you launched in February. It was not an easy time.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you went in a different direction.
No.
But I think that what engagement really matters. We call it humanizing digital experience. Thank you. The relationship, oftentimes, relationship with their banks and their customers on digital channels becomes very transactional. People check balances, make payments. So these conversational assistants are adding this human element that humanizes the whole experience and ultimately helps banks build better digital relationship with their customers, which leads to more profitability. And from an engagement perspective, we know how the users behave. We know what they do. We track their behaviors, and we track behaviors across banks. And you know, so for example, we engage users in conversations by knowing if they ask questions about, I don't know, their credit card payment date, and they probably want to know about rewards. So we anticipate those needs, and anticipation and guiding users and coaching them. One of the biggest problems in chatbots and digital assistants is discoverability of features. How do you know what this thing knows or doesn't know?
Good
and
question.
I think we've put in a lot of effort in making Scout's capabilities more discoverable over time.
Well, and Gene, you mentioned the curiosity of it. And since it works so well, I would think once you use it once, you want to come back and use it again, because not only is it efficient and very usable, but it's kind of fun too, right? It's kind of cool that, hey, you know what? My credit union does this type of stuff. Is that kind of what you're finding as well?
Yes. So basically we have a positive sentiment. So we do track what people are saying.
I bet.
And it's quite interesting, actually. When people converse with digital assistants, they think. So it's basically we have a lot of thanks. So we keep track of actually how many times people said thank you. We actually look at this.
Really?
And this overall does the sentiment. Obviously, it will be somebody who will not be not happy. Obviously, there's no questions about it. You're always going to be those people, no matter
what.
And one thing that credit union needs to be prepared, it's not going to be easy from a get-go from everybody. That's not going to happen. Obviously, the question is, can you actually serve core of your customers and make them happy? And the answer is yes. And that's the whole point, right? And very often with feedback and calling, there's a certain bias, right? There's a negative bias in reviews very often, right? So it's well known that those people that call you, they're already probably not happy. Otherwise, why do they call you, right? So happy people don't do anything about this. They don't need to interact, but they can interact with the chatbot, right?
Right.
So unhappy people can talk and say, oh my God, also we don't like the chatbot, right? Because might as well, they don't like this. But as a majority of sentiments, obviously positive. I can also add initial statistic that we're really happy about. That's more than 90% of questions in 90% of the cases. It's about 91% of the cases. Assist does recognize the intent. So it's accurately recognized what people are looking for. And that's a huge win, definitely, for us.
Wow.
I think another point, Michael, that is really important for us, learning experience for Casista. We started working in a big bank world and we worked with smaller banks. And then several years ago, we started working with credit unions. And what we've learned is credit unions really care about their members. So there is one thing that credit unions need to know about deploying the systems. You need customer experience measurement system. Like what Jun said, it's a great insight to go to the system and say, hey, show me which members are happy, are unhappy. What are they unhappy about? And we built that in a platform to give, you know, credit unions full visibility into performance and customer sentiment.
And you can turn those unhappy customers or members into very happy members really quickly, especially with a technology like this. And then you can turn them into advocates and folks that are talking for your credit. So yeah, oh my gosh, guys, this is such cool stuff. I love stories like this. And it's only going to get better too. So that's the beauty of it as well. So yeah, it's only going to get smarter and better. So, and then, my last question is that what's next? Cause Zora, you kind of teased us with something coming down or something that's on the horizon here, but we can save that for another conversation if you want. But I'm always curious to say, hey, what's that? How do we keep this momentum going? You know, so Zora.
Well, from our perspective, generative AI has been transformational technology. Casista as a company, we've been in a unique position to capitalize on the technology and use our data, IP, software, customer relationships to build banking specific large language model. KaiGPT is like ChatGPT, but for banking.
Oh yeah.
And we believe that next wave of innovation and enhancement and really different user experience will come from generative AI systems. We started Casista, and this is important, with a vision of helping users better understand, better manage their money and make better financial decisions.
Yeah.
Generative AI really gets us much closer to the vision, and we look forward to working with Mary West on making that vision a reality.
Yeah, 2024 is going to be very exciting in this area for sure. As you well know, Gene, anything else to add on your side, Gene, as well? What's next?
I would say that I'm not going to steal Zor's thunder, basically. We got some sneak preview what they can do with Gen AI when we're highly interested in the whole technology, definitely. I can say their approach is what we like the most. How they approach the most difficult parts of generative AI. We're not going to disclose anything yet, definitely, okay? But I will like it the most. They are definitely, they have the right thinking, obviously. What people also do not realize, generative AI in general intelligence is incredibly expensive. it's a lot of cycles needs to be done in order to get this immediate answer.
Right.
But if you do it purpose built, if you do it just right, and you know how to apply it and how to deal with the shortcomings, you can do it very well. And I believe that Casista has very good handle.
Thank you, Gene. And I think I wanted to say that we're not thinkers, we're listeners. And I think it's people like you helping us build better software, better solutions, because you want to do the right thing for well, for your members. And I think that's been very helpful for us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely a two-way street here, for sure, for sure. And I think the icing on the cake here is what you said earlier, Gene, is that this is kind of demographic agnostic. Anybody can use this. Like you said, the boomers were the ones that are using this, you know, so it's right, really, really cool. So yeah, so this can go enterprise-wide for the credit union. So yeah, it's really good news in that area as well. So all right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate and planning for 2024. And I'm really looking forward to part two of our conversation when you're ready, because this is sounding probably just as exciting as launching this as well. So really look forward to that. So let me know when you guys are ready, and we'll get you back on to talk about the next wave or the next part in all of this. So it sounds like a lot of fun.
Scout GPT.
All right.
Scout GPT, yes. Looking forward to it.
Cat's out of the bag. All right, guys.
Thank you so much
for your time today. Congrats on the success already. And again, we look forward to talking down the line on the next iteration of this. So well done so far.
Thanks for having me.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.